You're listening to SBS News.
A number of Australians were on board an out-of-control cruise ship which crashed into a wharf and a docked tourist boat in Venice. The collision happened in the early hours of Sunday morning local time on the Giudecca Canal, a major thoroughfare that leads to St Mark's Square in the northeastern Italian city. Video footage shows the cruise ship apparently unable to halt its momentum, blaring its horn as it ploughs into the much smaller riverboat and the dock. Australians on board the MSC Opera were also filming the collision.
Oh my God!
I just hope nobody got hurt down below.
I know.
I hope no one's died, no one's got killed down there.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, they hit the boat and the pier.
No,
and we're still going up.
The cruise ship's owner, MSC Cruises, says the ship was about to dock at a passenger terminal in Venice when it experienced a mechanical problem. Two towboats guiding the ship tried to stop it, but were unable to prevent it from ramming into the riverboat. Emergency workers believe the ship may have lost control after a steel cable that tied it to a tugboat snapped. Venice resident Elisabetta Pasqualin explains what she witnessed from her terrace.
I heard people crying and talking. They were probably on the dock below and I couldn't see them, just hear. Altogether, there were a lot of voices of people crying, shouting and talking. And later I heard a choir of voices of people crying and screaming towards the big cruise ships over what happened. So there were a lot of people there and it was also noisy because cars started arriving that were supposed to remove the tourists.
The safety of big ships in European cities was highlighted recently when a river cruise ship collided with a sightseeing boat carrying South Korean tourists in Hungary's capital Budapest, killing seven people and leaving several others missing. Venice is also a popular site for both tourists and cruise ships, especially during the European summer tourist season. Resident Andrea expects they could be banned as a result of the crash.
It is a problem that half of the city earn thanks to these cruise ships. Before they said that they'll send cruise ships away slowly. Now that this has happened, they'll do it immediately.
They've long been a source of contention, with opponents saying they're just too big for the tiny city and cause too much pollution and endanger the lagoon's ecosystem. Ms. Pasqualin believes that authorities may not be able to continue to accept ships.
Obviously, if this would have happened in other more vulnerable parts of Venice, you start to think more seriously about it. I've always been positive about the ships, but I have to admit I've started to change my mind now because this was a tragic, terrible and dramatic scene.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.